Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection, one spine number at a time. This is episode 35, so we're going to take a look at spine at number 35, and that's Henry Gore's Cazalt Diabolique. Sorry for that name pronunciation. I'm not very good at that. So yeah, just so you know, I will spoil this film left and right, so just be warned. Go watch the film first, I do suggest you do that, or just proceed with caution. Alright, so let's get the setup going here. There's Mikhail, or Michelle, I can't quite remember how it's said. He runs a school, he's the principal. His wife, Christina, owns it. And then we meet Nicole, which is the mistress of Mikhail. Christina and Nicole kind of form this friendship because they don't really like this guy. This guy sucks. He hits Christina. He is verbally abusive. He's just a jerk. The kids hate him. He's an all around, jerk, especially because he has a mistress who is, like, not so secret. So then Christina and Nicole kind of have this plan to kill Mikhail. It's a very strange plan, but very interesting. They go to this hotel. I don't know how far it is from where they live, but it seems a little bit farther just because that's where they're going to kill him. And they're going to poison his alcohol, because he's an alcoholic, pretty much. Poison his alcohol, and then drown him in a bathtub, because he'll be passed out from the poison. And then take his body, they're going to take this big trunk, and take his body and just throw it in the pool to make it seem like he drowned. And that's basically the first half of this film, is the planning and the setup, and then the actual doing. They go through with all of this, but what's really creepy about this film is they wake up, and they go to the pool the next morning in the schoolhouse. That's where the pool is, and he is not there, and that is, that's pretty creepy, and very spooky. So then the second half is Christina and Nicole trying to figure out what the heck happened. Where is this guy? Several things happen, like a boy is punished, and he said, I'm here for detention, or I'm here to be punished. And he said that Mikhail punished him, sent him here, and that really freaks out Christina. There's a body that's found in the river, and it's found out that this is not Mikhail. And after, there's a long, like, interview, like, not an interview, but, like, some guy asked questions, and, like, she's like, no, that's my husband, except he doesn't have something on his right knee. So the guy's like, are you sure this is your husband? And then they bring the body, and it's not. So she's really confused there. One of the last images of the film is there's a school picture being taken. And when they get the picture, they look at it. And in the window behind, they see Mikhail, like, standing in the shadows in the window, just staring straight ahead. It's very scary, spooky, it's ghost-like. It just looks like a ghost is watching her, and it's very very frightening, very effective. Again, I said spoilers, it ends up, she's alone in the house and noises are happening, so she runs into the restroom at one point and sees Mikhail's dead body laying in there, and then he gets up, and his eyes are all white, and he stands up, and she dies of a heart attack. And then that's the moment he pops these things out of his eyes to give the effect of just having blink eyes. And he pops them out, and then Nicole comes out, and Nicole and Mikkel had this plan all along, and they were just trying to get away from Christina because she had a heart condition, and they know this would scare her. Yeah, so that's the film. Pretty awesome. I'll get into what I thought later, but yeah, I really enjoyed this. Let's go into some themes, I guess. Kind of smaller themes I saw. Not small in scope, but small in this film is like domestic violence. This guy is terrible. He dies, and she well, before killing him, after killing him, she feels regret. Like, she's still in love, but this guy's super mean to her. Like, smacks her. We see her smack her. We imagine worse because some scenes just cut away because they can't do what they probably are gonna do. It's scary. And sadly, she's still in love with this guy. Because she regrets doing what she did, which is maybe another viewpoint on the film that is just cynical, like bad guys do win, because she's basically the good guy in this film. I don't think she's a bad person, she just has made bad decisions, and then at the end, the good guys win, or the bad guys win, sorry, the good guys die of a heart attack. It is, I guess the bad guys don't win because there's a private investigator that comes in halfway through the film. He catches them right after they kill her, but she still dies, so I don't think the good guys win real too well. I mean, but yeah, this whole thing of like bad people will probably get ahead in life and good people will probably die of a heart attack. Not always die of a heart attack, but just not come out on top. It's kind of a sad ending. If you really think about it, it's more entertaining. The film is just more entertaining than thought-provoking, but when you really think about it, it's a pretty sad story. But yeah, let's get to what I thought about it. I thought this film was absolutely brilliant. It seems to be a story that has been borrowed from over the years, so it seems a little cliche, but when I watch a movie from a long time ago, this one being 1955, I try to like think about terms of like what's been used yet. And this seems to be a film that's very original, like that you would not see coming. No one would have tried this since. I can't think of any example of a film that does has a big twist like this, and the good guy doesn't really win. I can't think of an example off the top of my head. So this seems new and fresh, and I try to look on it new and fresh, like, oh, this is one of the first instances, so it's not cliche. In that sense, it's just the twist is brilliant. It's amazing. I can't believe where this film goes. It doesn't seem like a horror film. It's more of a thriller, I guess, but it's kind of a horror film because there's this dead body. Someone we thought we, the audience, and Christina, like, saw dead, and then he's not in the pool when we come back to it. He's alive, walking around somewhere. People have seen him. That's even more frightening thought that the monster we finally killed is still lurking around somewhere. That's another kind of theme, killing killing the monster could be a metaphorical monster, but sadly it's still lurking around to ultimately kill you. Very cynical ending. Don't know if that's intentional. It seems to be just like, hey, let's do something new. Let's make a twist. This kind of started twist, it seems like, was made before Psycho, which has one of the biggest twists in movie history. But this one just, this seems to have started. I know I read that this influenced Psycho, and I definitely can see why. But this film, maybe the first twist, big twist in the movie that you didn't see coming, so much so that the very last thing you see in this film is a title card that says, I'm going to paraphrase, I didn't write it down, but it says, "Don't be a bad friend. Don't tell anyone what you saw here. Just basically send them into this movie blind so they can experience it the way I want them to," which is with a big twist that no one sees coming. Sadly, with cliche twist now from nowadays, I did see this coming, but that didn't stop my enjoyment of the film. This film is awesome. This film is incredible. I really loved it. Definitely one of my favorites of the Criterion Collection so far. Probably of all time. I have seen some past, some ones in the future that I'm going to cover, but this is one's just so awesome and brilliant. It's super creepy in the middle. I really do love it. Not much to it besides the twist, but that's okay. Again, I enjoyed it quite a bit. So yeah, next week I will talk about Wages of Fear from the same director. Did not know this till I looked it up while looking at my next film. Henry Gorez Clovat. I'm so sorry for that pronunciation. But yeah, Wages of Fear. I'm very excited for this one. Have not seen it yet. Heard it's amazing. I know the remake Sorcerer is supposed to be amazing, and this one's supposed to be even better. Very tense. This movie's tense because you're like, what is going on? I heard the next one's just as tense, if not more. So yes, very excited for that. You can follow me on Twitter at @TheCriterionist. Email me at darincriterion14@yahoo.com. That's Darin, Criterion, number4@yahoo.com. Read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. That's schmuck, F-O-R, life. Listen to my other podcast, The Criterionist. No, The Rosebuds. This week, I think we did the Oscar game where we, me, Andrew, my co-host, and probably my wife, pick who we think's going to win the Oscars, and it's a nice, fun game we have, and the winner, I don't know what the winner gets, probably nothing, but look forward to that, and then after that is we rank every movie from 2014 that we saw that is not in our top 10, and then the week after we rank our top 10 films of 2014, one of my favorite episodes to record, so go check that out, look forward to that. I think that's it for my plugs. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Bye.